Would you wear masks?
It also means that he is doing a work which is filled with sacrifices.
Kaidi chilelanga kutila lebomba inchito yakuipelesha umwine.
So, you know, this complete sacrificial spirit that can be seen in Paul.
Uyu mupashi wakuipelesha kuti wamona wamonekera na kule monekera muri Paulo.
That's why there is always a need to empty ourselves in our service to God.
Echo chaya ina kuva ava kuisichecheta fwevene mukupyungila mulimo wa kwales twava pendo kuti tulife avafye.
Often we find that conflict and confusion arise in the church. It is because the I is the one within, the ego within is not put there.
Ichimfulumfulu chinga chitikapino kumaka mukati kalukuta pamulandu wakutila ukaite mwe tatufumiamo mukati kavaifemu ilo tule pyungila lesa.
Since the old man has already died in Christ,
munge ifyo muntu wakale nafu apamuna Kristu.
And now the life that we live should be the life of Christ in us.
Kashino mweo o twika ni mweo wakwa Kristu muri ifemu.
You look at this girl.
Come on, verse 12.
If we endure, we shall also reign with him.
That was Pikisha, Awe, Tukate Kanankwe.
Here he talks about endurance.
Apailera Tukushipikisha.
He talks about the maximum benefits of being patient.
Irepela Pamulandu, Wakutinga Tuava, Uva Kushipikisha, Chitoanunga, Pinganonke Lamo.
Or to say it differently, the great blessing that a person can receive from being very patient.
Mukutilane munshila imbi chinto chitinganonkela mongo muntu avo wakukwata mutima wamuteka tima. Nga twashipikisha tulina kuteka na wene. Nga twashipikisha tulina kuba na wene pamo na wene shikulu. Nga twashipikisha tulina kukonka mafundi ya kwalesa kusafika fena kumpela.
So surely to that end, whatever, we shall what? Reign with Christ.
Ichine chine kusafika kumpela tukateka na nkwe.
If you look at Christ himself,
tuwalea Kristu mwine.
He came into this world.
Aisha pesa mba pefachalo pano.
He did not consider himself equal to God.
Na mwai pedu mwine ukuwa kulingana lesa.
He endured suffering.
Ali shipikishe.
To the point of being put to death. The Bible says that he was raised to sit at the right hand
of God.
He shared in the glory and the power of the Father. The same shall happen to us if we are able to endure.
If you catch Tikana, could we have a to wash picture?
We shall also reign with him.
I think
only those who can endure that can experience the power and the blessing of being with God.
Kanuabobe, Kafia wash picture, having a quite a common amaka. Ya kwalesa.
Now we look at the second part of this
book.
If we deny him, he also will deny us. Obviously, if we leave him, then he will forsake. I want to read Matthew. Chapter 10.
Matthew chapter 10.
We read verse 32.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 32.
Matthew 10 verse 32.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 32.
Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven.
Echo muntu onse unungula wino kumenso ya bantu na inen kamulungula kumenso ya kwachata wa mumolo.
Verse 33.
Verse 33.
But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven.
Lelo onse ukankana pachinso cha vantu na inenka ukana pachinso cha kwatata wa mumolo.
Here it talks about the importance of confessing Christ before men.
Uh, bayirira nti omulandu wa bukankala bwakulapira Kristo pakiso kyabantu nga bwena Kristo enshilayimo yepusukilo
since the truth, the church that we believe in is the only true church. What is there to be afraid about talking about the true church? What should we be afraid of talking about our own faith? What should we be afraid of talking about our own faith? So we must have the courage to acknowledge Jesus. Acknowledge Christ before
men.
Confess Jesus in our actions and behavior. And in this way, Christ shall also acknowledge us before the Father. When Paul was saying this, if we deny him, he also will deny us. This denial is not like purposeful, rejection of Christ. Timothy, being a worker. Surely he must have been facing some tough difficulties. If he were to be put off by the difficult circumstances that he was in, he was like in a composite denial of Christ. Because he stopped serving, he did not want to continue anymore.
Verse 13
says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
So
a person's faithlessness does not render the faithfulness of God useless. In fact, God shall remain faithful. The work has been given to Timothy to do. Now, if for some reason he decided not to do it, will the work of God be made a void? Do you think the work of God will be hindered? No. Because God is faithful. He is more than able to raise someone else to do the work. Because he is a faithful God. Whatever he has set out to do, he will surely bring it to pass. Because he cannot deny himself. If I stop preaching, and as a result, God also stopped his work from reaching out, then God is denying himself. But we know that is not possible. That cannot be true. God is a faithful God. Without each and every one of us here
today,
God is still able to faithfully accomplish the task that He has set out to do. Just like what John said to the Israelite. Do not be proud over the fact that your father, your forefather is
Abraham.
In fact, God can raise up his descendant from the stone. Just like God has chosen all of you today. Obviously with a clear objective in mind, that is to reach out to more people. Can our reluctance and put it this way, our reluctance and our rebellion stop God from accomplishing His will? Our faithlessness cannot cause God to be unfaithful to His own words. This is a very important reminder to Timothy and to us as well. Now we look at verse 14 all the way down to verse
26.
Here Paul says, remind them of these things, charge them before the Lord not to strive about words, to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers.
Ya kwa shikuru ukukana kasamina fyevo ukufuai ukushafa ichintu na kalia ilelo ukuisha fye avo mfua.
Paul said, remind them, who are these people?
That's really where we should have been. We want to ensure.
Judging from this chapter, because Paul said to Timothy that he must commit to what, the word to faithful men,
right?
So faithful people, faithful workers of God must learn what? Not to strive about words, to no profit, and to the ruins of the hearers. I'm not sure about your version. The word strive actually is like a kind of battle.
Ukuluisha, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Battle.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So do not battle with words. So, we must not throw unrefined words around. Just like, this cannon that shoot, to strive for our words to no profit. To the ruins of the hearers. The same warning and advice is also given to Titus.
Kairi, mashu ya moye nei, yava ya kusokwa, Timote, Amitito.
We turn to Titus chapter 3.
Mune Tito chapter 3.
Titus chapter 3.
Tito chapter 3.
Titus chapter 3 verse 9. But avoid foolish dispute, genealogy, contention, and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless.
Leuka mufia qui pushanya fia uelewele nokupende mkulo nefkansa no lubuli. Lwapamalango pantu tafya fwa kantu kabiri fya fye.
So similar advice was also given to Titus.
Kaiwiri, kukonshua, kumokui nekwa pelwe na kuri tito.
As workers of God, at all costs, we must avoid that dispute.
Kaiwiri, abofiba kwa leisa, fuire tuataruka kwa mufia
You can imagine if among workers, we always dispute, argue with one another.
Ngacha kuti pakati kesho pamonga babo mfi, bavava kula kalaka nangu kutarikishanya.
What signal are we sending out to the believers?
Nga kuba sumina kuti vabeve finishi.
What do you think their perception of us is?
Nga pakuti lore chefe kuti pamona muchinshi muri vaifwe.
Obviously, the impression of us is not good.
How mibele Yesu kaiwa Yesu mayo.
In their mind probably they were thinking that these people are not leading the church.
Kuti vantu vamuna kutata vantu tavaitungurura rukuta kuino kuino.
We must lead the church by example.
Kufere tatungura rukuta kuva chakumwena po.
Now before I come to verse 15, I want you to read verse 16 first.
Hiyo tashila tatulaisa ku verse 15. Therefore I muvelenge verse 16.
But shun profane and idle babbling, for they will increase to more ungodliness.
Awe leuka kufya kuwata wata ifya vipa pantu fukalundulwilo kuchila ukutwala bantu.
Idle babbling refers to empty chatter. For they will increase to more ungodliness.
And filunda fiobukana kwatavulesa.
So meaning, we must not talk about empty talks. Talk about empty things.
Mkutila tatufuye twakuwafeba kubwatabwata kulanda landa fie yo.
We must not talk about subjects that bring about ungodliness.
Tatufuye kulanda mapindu fimo ifishile tabushi.
In our own family, in our community, in the community of faith, the church, we must always encourage what? Spiritual growth.
Yonse mulupa lwesu, namuwina kwisu wesu, namulukuta mwine tufetuwa ava kuchinchanya kukutia chilomomo akula.
When we gather together as a church, especially on the Sabbath day.
Mwene nijo tuwa longa na wonse pamongo lukuta makamaka kwa ushkuwe sabata.
What do we talk about?
Ngatulanda pa fintu nshi.
In certain churches,
Mkuta shimbi.
When they gather together,
ilo balonga na.
The first thing that they talk about is their children.
Chakwa lila pacho balanda pa ubana babo.
Their schoolwork.
Balanda pa fya abana baba bali kusukulu ne fimbi fya shala.
Apart from this, it seems that there's nothing that they can talk about.
Opa kwabule chi bawo bala tapena kushimbi echo bengalanda po.
I'm not saying that talking about children study is not important.
Shirelanda ukutila kusoma kwawe na weso takwawa kukankala.
But it cannot be that every time when you meet, this is the only subject that you talk about.
Takufuye kwawa kwa chaku chati dose mwakuma na mulanda pepa bana benu awe.
Some people when they come to the church.
Bambiwe weisa kuchukulu kucha.
Every Sabbath day they talk about politics.
They
follow every headline news.
They know
the current affair much more better than the news reporters. When they go up on the pulpit, in the name of Jesus, I speak and they start reporting. Do you think it's good for the church?
No.
Does not encourage what growth.
That's chinchishel kula yo.
What can stir up faith and love?
Chinchitinga push uchinga kula ukutemwa nechetekelo.
The word of God.
Chewa chakwalesa.
And the work that we have done, we share with one another.
Na umulimoto achita, fetu aganya umunu mubie.
This is very important.
Echaba chikankala.
What kind of atmosphere we introduce in the church?
Nga, instanshi na nguvu yonshu tuwe kutu waleta hulu kuto.
We'll decide how the members will grow.
nokusala ekyo bamemba balina okukula tumone emirimu yabatumwa chapter 15 mirimu yabatumwa chapter 15
Chapter 15, verse 3. So, being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren.
Echo vena papish papushindi kwa kulukuta vaile vala pita. Mufoinike na Msamaria vale shimiko ukupiribuka kwa vena fyalo nokulengo kusekelela ukalamba kuba wananyi na bonse.
I'm going to read also chapter 14.
Kind of from reading chapter 14.
We read verse 27. Okay, now when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles.
Awe pakufika nokulonga nikolukuta valondolwele fionse ifyoleza achire pamo nabo nefyo aiswile ko avena fyalo umwinshi wa kuchitetekelo.
We know that all these are very encouraging, faith-boosting, messages.
Tulemona ifyonse fya kulande fi fyaba fya kuchinchisha ichitekelo.
That's what we must learn when we gather together.
At
least to share with one another the grace of God. This is very useful to the believers. So what did they report? What God had done with them. This is the practice of the apostolic church. So wherever they went, they talk about the grace of God. Some people, they come to the church. What do they talk about? They talk about movies. What is now on the TV? Talk about all the story in the TV. Do you think this can promote growth in the church? No.
Right,
now we turn back. Now we come to verse 15. Now I think there must be a reason for Paul to insert verse 15 in between this, it's been sandwiched by two verses of warning.
Lemona, Papa Pochimotokovica, Paolo, Mashuia, Pakatinanka, the Kama Vesesia, Maverishi, Yavidia, 14:16.
Now here it says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God.
Chilolo, Upela, Kulile, Sangoa, Suminishua.
So a worker of God must strive to be what? To be approved by God. How is it done? First, never strive about words. Because in striving about words, we ruin the hearer, the faith of the hearers.
And to arrive in command of your faith, don't know
secondly,
Chambili,
a worker of God must create a godly environment for the church.
Mwofu wa kwale sa afuile avika.
And that depends very much on what you do and what you say. We can change the environment of the church. It's entirely up to us. So, if we really care for the church,
then
we will not strive about words. We will bring about godliness in our actions. This is how we can present ourselves approved before God. You can imagine, how can a worker continue to be a worker if he plot to what divide the church?
Ngakuti mwaita shana babo mfinga chakuti murina mapange ya kwakanyoro kuta.
Who try to you know, stir up confusion and stir up misunderstanding in the church.
Mweva kuti tumwa baba kuchinchisha kulekana nangu upusano na kuchimfulumfulu mukati karo kuta.
We know that this approval does not only come from men.
Tushiwe kuti lati ukukusuminishiwa takufuma fie kuri kubantu na kumuntu nse.
It has to come from God.
Fie chafuma kulilesa.
By what? By cultivating ourselves to the required standard of God.
Pakuikula fwewe kusafika pamuyano wa kwalesa.
We always say, how can we rightly divide the word of truth?
Kuti tuchila kuti kutwa kanya shani wino wino.
First, we must not be ashamed of the word that we believe in. We are not ashamed of the things that we do for Christ. In this way, we are right before God. Our heart is right before God. Only then, in this way, you can rightly divide your word.
Nifi mshile yetu ngakwata ukwakana wino wino chevo cha kwalesa.
You find that some workers, as they go out to the pulpit, they try to be themselves.
Bambi palugunga baya mukushimikira kunja nshukuria baya mukuichingile lavene.
Trying to justify an action that he has done which has come under scrutiny of the church.
Ngukufaya kurunga mikana ngukulanda pachitoma chicha icho chaisa.
Do you think he can rightly divide the word of truth?
No.
The word of God has to be spoken from a good and pure and genuine heart. When we try to free ourselves from corruptions, I think our heart can emerge above all this corruption.
If we can freely
talk about the word of God, you will not use the word of God to defend yourself.
Nor
will you try to use the word of God to attack with malicious intent.
That's
the case, we cannot speak the word of God
right.
Very, very difficult. So we must present ourselves approved first before God. I think he always says this,
we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Chapter 2. We read verse 4.
Verse 4.
1 Thessalonians 2:4.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4.
But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests us. So how does an approved worker of God speak? How does he speak? He speaks with no intention of pleasing men. And he always asks God to test his heart.
Just like
David,
David.
He always asks us to test his heart.
David
he was assigned the duty to teach.
So are
we approved by God?
Sometimes we
know.
From
our behavior,
from
our actions,
from
the word that we speak,
we
know whether we have been approved by God or not.
We
always need God to test our heart, to examine
our heart. We can be
sound. Psalms chapter 26.
Marumbo 26.
Verse 2. Psalms 26, verse 2.
Marumbo 26, verse 2.
Examine me, O Lord, and prove me, test me.
Ninguleni mwe Yehova nokunjesha.
Prove me means test me.
Nenguleni, chilife chimono kuta chinjesheni.
Try my mind and my heart.
Nenguleni, if you shandi no mutima wandi.
He was a very honest and truthful man before God.
Ari muntu wachitekerwa wachishinga kulilesa.
Always seek for approval from God.
Yonse kufuaya kusumishwa na lesa.
So we are workers of God.
Fawe pamonga wachwa kwa lesa.
But more importantly, we must be what? Approved workers of God. Now we turn back to 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy.
We read
verse 17.
Here it talks about those who always engage in idle babbling, meaning empty chatters.
Umu apapa lela pali abo.
And obviously, yeah, they were led into what? Ungodliness. We find that an ungodly person shows no regards to the truth. Shows no what regards to the directions of the Lord.
That's
why we find that here there were people who spoke things contrary to the very message or belief that they have
received.
Very sadly, even their message was spread like cancer. Precautionary measure is that, yeah? The earlier you detect, a type of cancer, and the result or the chances of being treated are higher, right? If you know of a cancer in you, and you just disregard it,
then
it will grow and it will kill you. Is that so? So you find that these people, their message will spread like cancer. We can also liken that the church, like a body, no doubt. But this body is made up of many million and million of cells, you know? This hand is connected to my body. I receive nourishment from the head. By the circulation of the blood. Let's say one part of my body is cancerous. You find that it can spread very quickly to other part of the body, isn't it? That's why you know that advanced stage of cancer is very difficult to treat, isn't it? Sometimes we find that the treatment becomes more invasive.
You
have to remove many parts of the body. So these people, their message was like cancer. Where does it come from? Come from empty chatters, you know, and then that led to ungodliness. Or like, you know, sometimes we're exposed to certain chemical all the time. Or if a person constantly exposes himself to radiation, for example, the chance of him developing cancer is much, much more higher. So Paul is saying that this kind of thing, if you constantly engage in what ungodly chatter, you will what? One day stray from the truth.
Paulo atilanga wava muntu wakuiposa ikafumfia kuwata wata kushikumo awe tomakande fiafu maluka.
Not only that, whatever you say is like cancer.
Kai techo cheka na chonse chumwalanda chikawanga pwalonda.
Your work can overthrow the faith of many.
Kaili ni chevo chenu kucha chinfya chechikelo cha chintu mwinge.
Here two persons were mentioned.
Apa palandwa panapashimbulwa abantu wamili.
Verse 18 says they have strayed concerning the truth.
Verse 18 atibafumako kuchine.
What they said was exactly the opposite of the teaching.
Efiwalandile fiari fiakusenako nefiwatetikelemo.
He said that resurrection is already past.
Abatira jawe ukubuka kuntu kwa pitakale.
They overthrew the faith of some.
Vari chimfishe ukuchitekelo chabamo.
If resurrection is already past,
nga kuvuka kwa chibili kuntu kwa pita,
it means that there shall be no more resurrection.
Emukutira takwa kawe kawe kubushwa na kabili yo.
Then our faith is in vain.
Nechitekelo chesu chafie.
Let us enjoy, you know, and eat and drink and be merry.
Na turi na tui kute kai no kusansa muka no kunwa.
You can see sometimes word can kill not only, you know, the speakers themselves, but also can kill the listeners.
Mwana kutila tumulimo yu lefya kusasa susa tafio na ulavi ave neva lechitecho lelo naha kutika.
No wonder these people could not divide the truth of God rightly.
Echo ababantu tabadiba kwa kanya ichecha kwa lesa wino wino.
Because they have allowed what? Godliness to take control in their heart.
But wa suminisha ukana wabulesa ukuba pindulula.
If someone who does not fear God,
gomutush kwa tilalesa katina,
how can he divide the truth of God rightly?
Kuta kanya wino shani chewe cha kwa lesa wino wino.
Very unlikely.
Ah, we did that stay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Namuchu fachon deso sabatin.
Okay, now.
Verse 19.
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Ukuba kwena icha kukula, ucha ukula po icha kosa, cha kwalesa, chari kalilila chile, nechikakatilwa po ichi. Shikulu aishiva awa kwe kabili onse ulu mbleshina ya kwa shikulu. Nafumeko kububi.
If resurrection is long over, is there a need to keep ourselves in the Lord? No, you can just do anything.
You
can live a life, you know, like the one of a Gentile. There's no need to cultivate ourselves spiritually. Paul, having detected the problem, reminded Timothy how to go about combat this idea. I will show you one more example later on from the Bible. It is always important for us what? To encourage the members to be on the right path. When you see that a twisted idea is infiltrated into the church, not only you must warn the members not to buy into it, you must have a reason to say that. Must come in the form of a rebuttal. This is intended what? To expose the falsity of the twisted belief. If you always say it's wrong, but without explaining why it's wrong, do you think the members can understand you? It's wrong. That thing is wrong. But you just cannot explain it. So it's important
to
warn against it, but you also need a rebuttal so that everyone understands where the wrong is. So here Paul provides an answer. So when you read verse 19, so this is the foundation of God. If you know the Lord, then you must depart from iniquity. This is the teaching of the scriptures. Very important. Paul came up with an answer. Verse 20. Here he continued to encourage. This is what he wanted Timothy to encourage the church. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some honor and some for dishonor. Okay, can I ask you a question? In your eye, which vessel is more valuable? Gold, silver, wood, and clay. Which one is more valuable to you, more honorable to you?
Gold.
Is that how God decides? Does God decide on what you have?
Bantu busheresa sala bafyo mkwete.
Is that how God determine whether a worker is valuable or not?
Busheresa efyo asala kutatinga uyu muntu adifi efu nishari wino nangola iyo.
Put this in our context today.
The kent tree came uriano lesu.
In the church we see that they are PhD guys.
Mulu kutalwesu muri bantu basambiranga chiba kwetima PhD.
Professor.
A professor.
Highly educated.
Aba asambiriranga nanshe.
With many degrees.
Nama degrees na kusambiru.
And then you see people with what? Only secondary.
Eh, mama shwatuba kumuma shwatuba kwata fe usambi kufika pa secondary.
Or primary school.
Na ku primary to primary fear.
Like me and Rafael.
Amunga FF na Rafael.
Me, no, teacher.
So,
who is more valuable?
Who
do you think you would honor more?
Probably you said
the PhD
guy. Or
the judge in the church.
Or
he is an experienced judge for many
years.
This is not how God chooses. This is not how God chooses. How does he choose? If you look at the life of the person. If you live a godly life. If you cleanse yourself from impurity.
Then
God will choose us. God looks at the heart. God does not look at what qualification you have. Being educated is not important.
Tulelando kutira tio kusambira na ukana isambira tukwa mukankala iyo.
What we are saying here is that how God chooses. Now we read verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
Ifyabulo omuchinshi akabe chipe cha muchinshi ichashishwa kabiri icha mulimo kuri chibinda wanganda ichape kanishwa ukubombo mulimo onse usuma.
We know that vessels here refers to what workers, right?
Raishwa kuti achifibo mbelo fye minako ababomfi tetyo.
If we want God to use us, if we want to serve God, the way that you want God to use you is by cleansing yourself. In fact, we do not need to think too much about how we will be used. Insofar as we always cleanse ourselves from impurity, that in the eyes of God we are honorable vessels. We are sanctified and we are useful for the work of God. We find that some people they are disqualified.
I want
to read Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1, we read verse 16. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work.
Mirimo yabo vamkana pakuva ava muselu kabiri vachintomfwa kabiri ifinangwa kumulimo onse usuma.
You find that these are the people who are disqualified.
Sangata abantu abakanwa.
They profess to know God.
vatila vari mwishvalesa.
What actually that denies him?
Echo vene vana mukana.
We can say that these people even plot evil to go against others.
Kuti twamona tavantu vakwata mapange yako naona nava nawo.
Do you think God would choose this kind of vessel to serve?
Ushevelesa kuti avo mfyo uyu muntu mwa?
No.
Awe.
So in the church we must be right before God.
Kashimuru kuti atfwetu ava avalunga ma kuchiso chakwalesa.
We must bear this in mind. The church is not a worldly organization. Where we can fight for position in the church. No. So we must cleanse ourselves. Okay, now we turn back to 2 Timothy. We look at verse 22. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts, or pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the name, call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Awe fumu korum kumbalwa ulumendo no kukomkome no kukomkelelo ulungame ichitekelo ukutemwa umutende. Pamoo na wadi lila kulishikulu kumitima iya sanguluka.
Here we are told that we must avoid foolish and we must flee useful lust.
Apagatua kuchia tuetua furumuka kulu mkumbwa luavul mendo.
Anything, any works of the lust must be put to death.
John say fin to fiaru mkumbwa fire fia fushua popali by fwen.
This is a similar reminder given by Paul in 1 Timothy.
Echa kumwena ko echa kwa Paulo chapelwe kuri Timothy mwibuku yachwira kwa Timothy yakwa Paulo.
We read chapter 6 verse 11. 1 Timothy.
Mu 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 11.
But you, all men of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
Lelo iwe we mundu wakwalesa fulumukefi fintu nokukonkelelo bulungame ukapepa chitetekelo ukutemwa ukutwalirila ukufuka.
Okay, now for example, yeah, we have been here for 13 days.
Na tukala kunomba panshiku ikumi ne shikushibiri shitatu.
Every day we pray in the morning, we pray in the evening.
Yonse chira wushiku tupe Paulo chelo na chungulo.
We talk about the word of God.
Tulanda pachewu cha kwalesa.
Are we not more encouraged?
Ushe tule tule baba kuchinchishwa mwa.
We are more encouraged than before, am I?
Tule baba kuchinchishwa kuchenefe tuwa
kumbwala. We are more spiritually tuned.
Pantu chiri kwati tule ba pindululwa kumupa shi.
Why is it so?
Mrandu washi.
Because we are here pursuing the righteousness of God.
Pantu tuli kuno mukonka ulungami bwa kwalesa.
We are here talking about the word of the Lord.
Kule landa pachebo cha kwalesa.
That's why we find that, yeah?
If you are to listen to Kutila,
that's why we find that we are most spiritually refined. On the contrary, if we always mix around with people who always speak what? Empty things.
Mucha mkupusana konga jose tule sangwana abantu ababwata fye.
Who always generate a foolish and ignorant dispute.
Abaleta fye fye akubwata nifye akupusana.
You will become more ungodly.
Ne mwabene kutumu waba ukana ababwa bulesa.
Is that not true?
Tefishinka mwa.
So, the environment of your life, yeah? It's important for your spiritual growth.
Kashi inchendiye yenu ya wikashi yawa ya isuma uyakukula po kumupashi.
You can create your own environment.
Kutumwa panga inchendiye yenu mwebene.
How your environment is depend on how you create it.
If you
allow all these ungodly things to come in,
chances are that
you will become more ungodly.
Then it
will be very difficult for you to serve.
So your work
must reflect your lifestyle as well.
Kanshi mulimo wenu ufwire walanga.
Your work must also reflect who you are.
That's
why we must always cleanse
ourselves.
One of the ways of cleansing is by creating a good environment, a spiritually conducive environment. For growth. For encouragement, and for what? For speaking the word of God.
No kulanda ichewo chakwalesa.
Very important. It sounds very simple.
Chinomfuke changuka.
But sometimes we find it very hard to do.
Lero nchite mukuti chasangwa chashupo kuchichita.
This woman, she was lifted to the wilderness. In the book of Revelation, where she is nourished. She goes to a place where God is. The Bible specifically mentioned away from the dragon.
The Bible
so today, if you talk about ungodly things, this is the place where the dragon is. So the guy can come in anytime.
No, you must mind the swango. Put your eyes.
Verse 3 says that in the wilderness she finds grace. Okay, I found it.
She's my
We read Hosea chapter 2.
Hosea chapter 2.
Okay, we read Hosea chapter 2 first.
Relenge Hosea chapter 2,
verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, will bring her into the wilderness and speak comfort to her.
Chapter 2, verse 14. Shakakande avana venu avana kashi. No, sorry. Chapter 2, verse 14. Echo muneni kamulembe. Kamulembeleka. Kamulengo kwenda mumadololo no kukolo peko mutima wakwe.
We said wilderness is a place of quietness, isn't it?
varanotuma tororo nenchende yakwikira mweya kutondoro tepyo kunge mwaerenga yano musumbo wachongo kumatororo nikuwavawo kwavafe tondoro
tofune
twapanga enchende imu
Where it's quiet, where you can hear the voice of God.
Uko kuri tondolo ko tungomfwa ichevo cha kwale ishwe ya kwale.
The word of God is spoken constantly.
Uko ichevo cha kwale sa chile so swa kuri ba imwe.
You know that the people of God were lured by what? This Canaanites.
Vamo na vantu ba kwale sa vasendo na vena Canaan ifine.
They followed the practice of idolatry of the locals.
Vakonkere mivele yakupepo tuluvi twavantu vavena Kenani.
God said that he has decided to lure them away.
Esa atire nas arisala kuvakumyamo.
To bring them into the wilderness.
Nokuvaleta mumatororo.
So it's a place of quietness where people can listen.
Ninchende iyo uya kwikira tshididi nokulenga abantu bale kutika kwishwirya kwalesa.
Way to read Jeremiah chapter 31.
And the dwelling Jeremiah chapter 31.
We read verse 2.
Verse 2. Jeremiah 31 verse 2.
Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Israel when I went to give him rest.
Efe Yehova atila aba kusuka kubalenga aba sango kusenamina mumatololo. Israel ido aile kukumono kupemuina.
The sword here represents the rod of God, the wrath of God.
Lupanga lualanga ukaliwa kwale sapa.
You see that those who survive
Aboba kusuka
found grace in the wilderness.
Asangu sena minua matololo.
So they must have gone to wilderness.
Anshwadiva kuya matololo.
Or they must have listened to the voice of God and turned away from their wicked ways.
Nakubapiru kire ba mfule kuchevo cha ishu ila kualesa. Nakubiru kira kuchevo cha kualesa.
Contextually speaking, wilderness is a place where God, where what? This allurement is reduced tremendously.
Kwa matolo ni munchende makuti ati ukubepua na ukusendulwa kulaba ukwa kuweshua panshi.
This is where they found the grace of God.
Yuku eko wasangile ukusene minua kwa kwalesa.
So we need to create our family, our church and like the wilderness. Meaning not like, I'm not saying practically like the wilderness, but it's a place where you can hear the voice of God without the interruptions of what? Of our life.
Urukutalwa kwalesa, nagurukutalweso, if we have an inch in the Mokutuan to Mengesako, no kumfe issue with Aquas, Okutuchocha Quales, Okpashanyakum, now Matololo.
That's why Paul says to Timothy,
if your Paula Landina Kuritimotin,
you must be with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Watufiri wawanavo aba ave itapani shikuru no mutima wakwiririka.
Okay, we turn back to 2 Timothy.
Tuwele kumkata ya buwiri ya kwa Timote.
Verse 23. But avoid foolish and ignorant dispute, knowing that the general strike.
Lelo ame pusho ya buwelewele kabiri ayaku. Kana ishwa uyakane pakwishwa kuti yafyalo lubuli.
Again, therefore, he repeated it himself.
Kaidia pa Paulo abwekishapo mukuwa bubili.
Because you find that whenever there is a dispute,
kasanga kuti ilo pari ukupusana,
we find that actually that is a demonstration of pride.
Apa echilanga okuyumfwa.
Or we say it is quite a demonstration.
Echilanga okuyumfwa mumichitile.
Now, as a servant of God,
Mungu mubomfwa kwalesa,
a servant must not quarrel.
must be
gentle to all,
able to cheat, and
must be very patient.
This
are the quality of a good servant.
Now, are
we gentle to the believers?
Are
we patient towards them?
Are
we able to teach them effectively?
These are
the qualities of a good worker.
Sometimes
we find that their workers don't have these qualities.
Truly, they
spoil the work of God.
Wherever
they go, not only they could not bring Christ to the believers,
they
actually destroy the faith of the believers.
So
our behavior or our temperaments can actually destroy, the church of God.
Imibele Yesu nangukufuwa kwesu kutukwaba ukwakona ula ulukutalwa kwalesa.
Let's look at verse 25 and 26.
Tumone mu verse 25 and
26. Here Paul encourages Timothy how to go about correcting those who are speaking against the truth.
Paulo aiba Timothy efia afuile aiba abantu abovalelanda ngukubalunga mika abantu abalelanda ifibi pamula nduwa uchine.
So humility is always foundational to any work of corrections.
Okuichepya chawongo mufula wakuchintu chonse echo tulaichita.
Without humility, the work of correction cannot be done properly.
Ukwabala kuichepya inchito yakulungika techichikwebwino.
Even when we rebuke,
nangwele twakalipila,
we should rebuke no doubt with authority and power. But not with impulsiveness.
We
must not be done out of what? Self-interest. We must do it in humility and in love for
others.
If you look at the verse, the advice, or rather the teaching given by Paul
here,
if we do it in humility, we cannot guarantee that this person, would repent.
Here
he said, if God perhaps will grant them repentance,
that
depends on God.
So
that they may know the
truth.
God grant them a heart of
repentance. Obviously,
on the condition that, those who are corrected are willing to accept what? The correction made on them.
Bakuchi aboba lelunga mikiwa bali aba ipekanya kupokelela ifyo balelunga mikiwa.
We find that in most cases those who are deceived by false prophets, it is never easy for them to repent. Sometimes we look at those who are deceived. We are so worried for them.
And
yet they said, no, look, I'm very clear of my faith. I know, which direction I'm heading to.
They
even tell you, there's no need for you to worry for me.
Because they have
been deceived. So we can only do our work in humility.
And
the rest we have to entrust it upon the hand of the Lord. Prayerfully hope that these people will change.
Verse
26. And then they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Now, here it says, these people actually are the captive of Satan. They are under the dictate of Satan to do the will of the wicked one. Unless God show mercy to them, they can never come back to the Lord. Especially those who know the truth. Who have tasted the goodness of God. Who have received the Holy Spirit. Who have known the truth and willfully go away from the truth. They become the easy prey of Satan. For them to come back is very difficult. Today you have known the truth. You have received the Holy Spirit. You have witnessed with your own eyes how God has empowered you. If you still decide to leave the truth, surely you'll become the prey of Satan. You'll find that the grips of Satan on you will be very firm. Virtually unbreakable unless God shows mercy. We have said this many times
already.
God cannot be mocked. Don't joke with the truth of God. Don't ever take it lightly.
Which send angachafi.
You know, teach and practice it with what? With a heart of fearing God. In this way we can save ourselves. With the help of God we can also save those whom we correct. Any question? This is chapter 2.
Chapter 3.
Any question?
Any
supplement?
Now, what are we going to look for?
He's referring to the way it was yesterday. He has also a question.
Okay.
He's saying we learned to say we should not be involved in the sins of our friends.
So
iniquities of our friends. He says he has got 3 questions.
For
instance, if in the church there's a member, there are members who are baptized, they have received the Holy Spirit, or maybe they haven't received the Holy Spirit.
Hello, I've been a member of the
He bears false witness against his friend who has not done anything. How do we correct this person?
Number two.
The second question. If there is a member in the church who's a male, a male or man, yes, he baptized, goes to marry another wife, how do we advise this person? Even if the woman has been baptized in this church, is impregnated by somebody, that means committing adultery. Tefio. Is impregnated by somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do we deal with this case, or how do we advise this person? Number three?
Yeah, number six.
Yakuma nine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three questions. The first one is about bearing false witness against another. If that person is a worker, but obviously if there's proof, real that he has, falsely accused another, obviously, other workers must warn him. If the accusation is very serious, then at least he must be released of duty for a period of time. Otherwise, it's difficult for him to serve. We must not think that accusation, false accusation, is a minor sin. No.
Pitila tuti ukumina ukumina kubunte wabu fita wa chintu changu kawe.
Actually, it's a very serious offense.
Mula nduka la mbanga nanshi.
The workers must discuss how to deal with it.
Awa mumpi ba fili ba ikala panchi no kulansha nyapo.
The person must repent.
So he needs a period of
time to repent.
So he must be
released
from duty. The second
question.
You
are saying that a sister who has been baptized is married to a gentleman, is it?
Pregnant.
He has no other wife.
This person is a member.
Married to a Gentile.
A Gentile, yes.
No, it's not committing adultery. Obviously. You need to tell him to bring the wife to the church. We do not encourage members to marry Gentiles. If for some reason or other circumstances.
Mpamulandi wachintu chimo nechibi ye.
We are not saying that these are justifiable.
Etulande kuti chiri chalunga mayo.
You know, they, we need to encourage them to bring their spouses to the church.
Lelo tufetwa wakonkomesha okuleta varume vavo vakashu vavo murukuta.
That's why I think we need to educate the, our youngsters.
Echo tufetwa sambilisha abana kufyalwa beso
to marry in the Lord.
Kuba ukupirwa mukatika lukuta.
But I think it's also related to the parents, isn't it? So if you want too many cows, they cannot afford to marry in the Lord.
How many cows you want? 11. None of them.
No, to marry his daughter is free. No cow.
The kupa mwana wawo. Awe, tapai necho mwingareta ko.
So quickly register now.
At nobody nepe murembeshe.
Is that true?
Chifia we
no cow. No cow required.
I know. I always.
No cow.
Nipatagari ngombe.
Quickly register your son.
Murembeshe dikabe la mwana wenu.
It's free of charge.
Mudibantungwa.
But he only charges registration. 5 cows.
Okay,
the third question, let me see.
Hello?
The way to go forward, obviously you need to tell her that she has committed mortal sin. She must listen to the what? To the instruction of the church. Tell her to repent. And not to get involved in any
more.
If you repeat the offense, then the church has to
execute.
Yeah, it's the same issue. I believe the major problem,
which question?
The second question.
The cow question.
Yeah, the cow question. Yeah, in general. The major problem in Zambia, especially. Let's say maybe a brother is a member of Tujuga's church. Or sister. But the parents are not a member of the church. And those are the people who are in forefront and ranking the marriage of that brother or sister. Forcing him or her to be married to a non-believer who is not a true church member.
Now,
in that situation, what law should the church take?
Are you
saying
that in Zambia, the town has no say over his or her own marriage?
No. He or she have the right to, but the arrangement was finalized with their side, their family.
What he's talking about is that if the child does not want to get married to that person, the parents would say, "Oh, what we want is we want you to get married to this."
But if the child said no,
There will be misunderstandings, though they may marry or if the child may not marry, there will be the marriage. They will say it's not approved by us. Aye.
Yes.
But can you not go to the registrar to? The register of marriage, the register?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
But
I think those things are no longer there.
What do you mean?
That kind of arrangement.
Not there anymore.
No,
I think in the rural areas.
No, yes, they are there.
Maybe in the rural areas, but not
in the town.
There's no way the parents can force the daughter or the son to marry someone.
No, those things are there. That's why I think Nyemdubalade, they are dotted. They are there. Others force to say, if you get married to this person, or you don't want to get married to this person, you will from a panga and a pan. Move out from this home.
But to a minimum, not common.
Yeah, that's the issue. Maybe it is found in the church. Maybe that's the issue that is found in the church.
No, I think if that's the case, then the leader of the church needs to speak to the parent of the
church. Yes. Ajaba, when tumuru shiaru kutash, kuele shialanda, kuwa fiashi, waoyo, murmeno umana kashi.
Okay. Okay. Final point, then we'll take a break.
I just want to comment on the same marriage issue.
The cow issue.
The cow issue.
And if I nande paru amombe mkwai.
The one can go to the registrar.
Munchukutaya mkulembesha.
But on the marriage certificate that government offer. The part where the parents must sign. Has witnesses to that marriage, both in the bride and
the.
So the parents must be brought together.
Can shaba fiashwa fileba isapa mo.
So if the other party is refusing, the registrar will not
They'll
give them more time to go and reconcile.
That
is what it is. So equally, pastor, he cannot give because that part will need to be filled in.
Nakapunga na utita chete ifyo pantu yet icho ipapapa pachenda pafire pale mbwa.
If the pastor will sign and this party is not signed,
ngacha kuti kapunga asaina apa alemba papa eruba lumbi apa tapalembelwe.
Then the pastor will find the fault in the court of law.
Kaidi kapunga uyu akasangwa no mulandu mu.
Especially if this pastor is appointed marriage officer by the state.
Ngacha kutu yu kapyunga vali musonta kukafulumende kutati ale chita ale ufya.
He will show the way that he is not qualified on officiating marriage.
Watata uyu tafwile alingwa uku.
That's
all.
Okay, sorry.
Now, you can tell I am quiet.
Amen. Take a short breath.
This will find no as well.
Yeah.